Hello, 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 and welcome to the Manformation Podcast. I am Skip LaCourte. I'm so glad you are here joining me for this podcast. This Manformation Podcast, this is a relaunch of this whole concept that I call Manformation. Actually, it's a relaunch, if I were to really think about it. I started this Manformation concept about 15 years ago, and that's when I had the first podcast. And I have come in and out of doing this podcast many times over the last 15 years. And how I started it was in my former life, as I like to say. I've had many former lives. I'm 56 years old as I speak to you here in today's podcast. I've had many former lives, but at that time, I was just ending a bodybuilding career where for 15 straight years, all I thought about was bodybuilding. I became the world's most recognized drug-free bodybuilder. I used to write for the magazines, six-time national champion drug-free bodybuilder. Really talking about that, I mean, I just lived that dedicated lifestyle. Now, I don't want to do a lot of talking about fitness, bodybuilding, that lifestyle, but it'll come up. But it's important as I do this Manformation relaunch, it puts it in context. I'm going to talk a lot about this as I set up how I foresee this journey that you and I are going to go on when I talk about this Manformation. So I was just ending that former life as a bodybuilder, and it took a lot of dedication, a lot of time alone. That's what it took, or, you know, that's how I believed I had to live my life to become that champion. And whether that's true or not, that's the way that I lived it. And that type of isolation, it really, in my opinion, it really made me I wasn't very, I don't know how to say it. I was really challenged for a man my age, so I was in my early 40s back then, assimilating back to society. I mean, really actually dealing with people. And the reason why is, you know, the former life before that, I worked for this grocery store chain. I was a really young manager, and I worked my way up the chain, became the youngest manager dealing with people. I wasn't really good with people back then, I'll just tell you that. And I'll tell you about my challenges growing up. Maybe a lot of the men who gravitate toward my message, they've had similar upbringings, and that's how I view the world, all my strengths and all my challenges. But I was terrible with people. When I had the courage to quit that safe and secure job, that was a really good job that I worked hard for, a lot of nights and weekends, going up the ladder, the security, the benefits, even the pay at that time, at a young age, I got the courage to quit that to go on my bodybuilding journey. And by the way, that story, motivational speaker Tony Robbins, I've done a lot of his seminars, worked with him, staffed at his events. Big, huge fan of Tony Robbins. You might see that and how that's influenced even what I'm doing right now, this podcast. But my thinking that will come out in this podcast. He had me on an infomercial. You know, Tony Robbins, the guy who's influenced entertainers and athletes and politicians, he chose me to be on an infomercial that played for 3 years all over the world, if you remember back in the day when infomercials played all night long. All right. The crux of the story was that, you know, a lot of us, we dream to live our passion. And but we have the safety and security of a job. How do we break out of that? And that's what I did, and that's why he had me on that infomercial, right? You can Google search Skip LaCourte Tony Robbins, or Tony Robbins Skip LaCourte, and you can see a little YouTube clip again. So I don't know, that was like 20 years ago or so. I don't know. You know, if you're a little bit older like me, like I said, I'm 56 years old. Time really goes by quickly. Those are some things that I'll talk about a lot as we move forward with this relaunch, this Manformation program. So getting back, so then I went to the life as a bodybuilder, and I wanted to come out. I wanted to expand my life and have family and business and things that, you know, weren't important to me. And I chose not to worry about to become that internationally known bodybuilder. When I went out into the real world, now again, so back then, so we're talking, I had a website way back when in 1995. And so I did my business one-sided from the computer. So I was disciplined during the day with all my meals and training. I was very secluded. Didn't try to go out, do a lot of friends. I lived that very secluded lifestyle for a long time during that bodybuilding career. Again, believing that's what would make me the best. And, you know, I kept up on my personal development, worked on my mind, worked on my attitude. I really believe that my fascination, my obsession with why we as people do the things that we do, that made me excel as a bodybuilder in my younger life, too, working up the corporate ladder as that manager, because I wanted to become my best. I knew I had it in me. It's just that how was I going to bring it out? And so this personal development has always been something very interesting and important. I would be studying that behind the scenes. So then at the not-so-young age of 41, 42, my early 40s, I went out to the real world, and I realized I was not prepared for the real world and dealing with people. I mean, I had a command of myself and my thoughts. I certainly knew about people from the theory point of view with all the studying and the research I did, but I didn't have the actual game time experience. I didn't have the game time experience at all. And so about 15 years ago, I knew I had to go on a man formation journey. And so I call it alpha male leadership strategies that transform you into the man you really want to be. Alpha male leadership strategies that transform you into the man you really want to be, because that was my journey. I mean, I had this recognition as this international bodybuilder. I had a certain level of confidence when I was in that arena in my world. And when I went out into the regular world, I mean, the two didn't match, and I could not live with that. I knew I had it inside of me. I just didn't. Leadership, communication, influence, persuasion, body language, being an authority, understanding other people, working the frames of the relationship, how to get people to yes, how to connect, how to create rapport, all of those things, how to present myself in front of a crowd, right? All of those things, for all those years, I checked out of the normal world. And again, I was not up to speed for my age and my attitude, what I thought about myself. So I went to work. I was fortunate enough where I continued to earn a living as a bodybuilder, endorsing a supplement company. And also back in the days, people used to buy VHS tapes and then DVDs and eBooks and those type of things. So I created an online business where, you know, I didn't make a lot of money, but I could really concentrate on my personal development. I went all in the same way I went all in when I was a bodybuilder about this. Like I said, body language, mindset, personal development. Again, many, many years of learning from first it started off with Zig Ziglar at 21 years old, and then they would send those manuals, those pamphlets, catalogs of all the other personal development. I would spend so much money on those $300, $400 audio cassettes back then and studying them and learning them, all right? And then going to seminars and on and on and on, right? I knew all that stuff, but it was time to actually implement it. So I that was my job. I mean, in addition to things like going to Toastmasters every week, and sometimes I would go twice a week at different chapters. And if you don't know what Toastmasters is, it tells you public speaking and presentation. Because, like I said, I had a high opinion of myself, but the practical experience in life and dealing with people, I did not have it because I tucked away for so long. So I knew it in theory. I mean, I'm sure I presented that in my area of specialty, but I wanted to be bigger than that. My vision of myself and what I had to contribute to the world was much, much, much more of that. I was so far behind. So I became obsessed and fascinated with all these leadership strategies, these confidence strategies, how to communicate, right? How to be influential, how to be persuasive, how to be charismatic. And so I that was my obsession 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, right? And again, because you know, I had that income coming in from being a bodybuilder, a former bodybuilder, and you know, those type of sales, I lived this life. So basically, it afforded me to just live it and breathe it. So in the middle of the day, whether I'm going to the mall or to an airport or flights or whatever it is, I practice these mindset, these leadership, these personal development strategies for men to be a leader night and day for years. Because, again, I hated that feeling that, and again, what I did is I went on the road with a motivational speaker, right, to assist them. And so I'd be in a room of, you know, 1,200, 1,500 people. And then they would see me, and you know, and they would just expect so much. And I felt in my head that, you know I have that inside of me, but I don't have practice being in front of 1,500 people actually communicating and talking to people, real life people, because I just checked out for so many years, and I just did over the internet. Again, started my website back in 1995, and it's not the same in theory versus actually dealing with people, right? And so I had to come up to speed. And so in addition to my work, I would do a podcast. Again, this is like 15 years ago. I mean, the internet has everything forever. You can go back 15 years. And I preached this. I talked about this. I lived it. I breathed it. I broke it down just, you know, maybe the way I did with fitness before that. And it really resonated with a lot of people. You know, what's interesting, way back then, I used that term alpha male. And now, it's more, that term is more accepted now. You hear it a lot, you know, from clothing lines and, you know. But back then, 15 years ago, that was like alpha male meant caveman. It was something that divided, not, you know, people rallied around, men rallied around. Even, you know, look, let's face it, and we'll talk about this throughout this new relaunch, this series, but most men aren't leaders. They may want to be leaders. There's varying degrees. It's not like an on or off switch, black and white. And I'll tell you know, just roughly, you know, it's like one man out of 10 is that leader of the group. And so we all have our beliefs about people, how they should and shouldn't act. So, you know, it starts tailing off after the one. So let's just say that, you know, 5 out of the 10 have really very little leadership skills. They're followers, and that's how it works for them. And you know, they may not want it that way, but that's what they've adopted. Well, they're going to be highly resistant to this whole leadership talk, especially that term alpha male was like a trigger, right? It was a trigger. People did not want to accept that back then. But here's the deal. It really brought a lot of attention to my podcast 15 years ago. Again, that term alpha male really, it's been really watered down. It's a lot more common than it was back then. And I'm just telling you, so that's what started this whole thing. And I created this course, The Mindset and Actions of a Powerful Alpha Male Leader. It was an 11-hour course broken into 6 sessions. I still have it. I still give it to my coaching, men who come to me for leadership skills. They want to enhance the quality of life. I do that with personal development. I'll talk throughout this, tell you a little bit more about what I do and actually how that can help you. And I'll tell you this, so many men, they may have respected me for what I did as a bodybuilder, and then they invested $100, you know, into this man formation course, 11 hours, with that extreme obsession. It was meant everything in the world that I had to come up to speed with this man formation, alpha male leadership strategies that transform you into the man you really want to be. And I did it, I lived it, I breathed it, for years, and then I created that course, you know, based on, you know, all my experience investing in all those personal development courses since I was 21 years old. And it was a hit. Those people who love me, who respected me, who I built rapport and trust because I had the fitness strategies for them back then. And so much so, many of them would come to me for one-on-one coaching because that course alone just changed their whole perspective of how this all works in life, or how they want it to work, to how to gain control. It's instant strategies that you could immediately apply. And once you hear them, you're never going to go back because you know, many times, a lot of men, they didn't have strong fathers. And even sometimes when they had strong fathers, they didn't appreciate what that strength was actually doing. Actually, they repelled that. You know, they didn't want to act like they're strong fathers, right? So it was the first time from a perspective that it was eye-opening. And I'm really proud of that because that's what put my life in the direction that it's gone since then, right? And it's helped so many men. And like I said, they love the course, and they came to me for coaching, and I talked to them weekly coaching and talking about their own personal development, their goals, their dreams, their, you know, their heart and their soul. All right. And so this was just this whole concept, everything that I'm talking about, this whole man formation back then, it was something I really needed and really transformed my life and really where I am in my life of love, connection, business, self-awareness, my growth. It was a really key catalyst of what I needed. And so many men around the world, I have relationships with them because of that, right? So I'll put a link to that. I want you to take a look at that if that sounds interesting. You know, if I'm capturing your imagination, maybe you just ran into this Man Formation podcast. It's important that I tell you the history. Right. And since that time, because I've always been so passionate about personal development from a man's point of view, because that's been my journey. They say to teach is to learn twice. That is something that I've done my entire life. Understanding that when I'm passionate about something, if I step up and I learn more about it and I teach others, I have to become more accountable. I have to walk my talk. I have to, my identity being a man of integrity is really important to me, and I have to stay consistent with it. So when I started teaching other men to do it, it made me better. It's a mutually beneficial relationship. So, you know, there's so many times, and you can just do an internet search. There was a couple of times, I would say like 6 years ago, every single day I did a Man Formation podcast from this angle about personal development we as men. I wasn't talking to women or children or anything in general. It was from our perspective. And I did two stretches where I did 100 podcasts, right? 100 days in a row. All right. That's how when I get on something, I know the value, that's how obsessed I get. But not only was it helping other people, and it was, you know, part of my coaching business. I help and guide men. That's what I do as a coach. But it was therapeutic for myself, too. I cherish those times. Did it take work? Yes, it did. But, you know, if you create good systems, it's not as much work as you might think as far as producing a podcast every single day. And, you know, that drew so many men to me. I loved it so much. It was therapeutic. Right, so let's just say that was relaunch number 4 back then, just say 6 years ago, and because of that, my daughter was born and we got things settled, and I said, you know, I'm going to do another one of those. I'm going to do another series of these Man Formation podcasts, and I did another stretch. Now, this one again, everything you do in life, there's that. You know, how much you're putting out versus how much you perceive you're getting back. I just remember that the second 100, every single day, these Man Formation podcasts, I didn't really feel as though I was getting what I needed, what I was putting out versus what I was getting, you know, business decisions, life decisions, just because you have a good idea or you think it can help a lot of people and work out well for you. That's not necessarily true, and I don't think I have to tell you that in life, right? So, you know, I remember, you know, about, I don't know, maybe it was like day number 45 or 50 or something like that. I was thinking, this isn't working. This is not working. You know, that last 100 was good. Things change, and but I just stuck it out. I said, I'm gonna reach number 100, and I did. All right. Now, again, it's just important to, you know, set this up. You know, what I'm hoping from this podcast is that we have a day-to-day connection through this Man Formation podcast. So let me tell you where I am right now. So, again, there's been many relaunches for all of these personal reasons, and it's helped a lot of people. And then justifying, you know, the amount of time, whether it's from a business point of view, attracting clients, men who want to go on this journey because they love it so much, versus, you know, my own making me talk about it and think about my own personal growth, you know, managing the benefits versus the you know, what the investment is. And I've done that. That's why there's been so many relaunches. Something, a lot of things have changed since I launched my first Manformation podcast 15 years ago. Number one, podcasts were new at that point, right? If I said I was going to do a Manformation podcast every Wednesday 15 years ago, people would take the time to join me live and even call in back then. It was like something that, you know, back, if you're a little bit older like me, I mean, I was obsessed with radio talk show back in the day. I mean, I remember at 12 years old, I'd be listening to this interaction and, you know, people's life and questions and answers and all that from an AM radio since I was 12. I've always been fascinated with talk radio shows, interactions, again, why we as people do the things we do. And that was me figuring myself out. That's why I was so fascinated with it. And so that was great because it worked that way. I was like reliving my childhood. It was like a talk radio show. And it was on the Blog Talk Radio Network. You know, you notice that that whole term blog, right? Talk radio, Blog Talk Radio, that's still the name of it now. Because that was the format. It was like an internet radio talk show interaction. People would call in. I guess it's still that way, like it was on AM radio stations back in the day. But now it's podcasting. Now things are different. There's millions of podcasts out there. People are inundated with podcasts as well as videos, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram. Their attention spans are really short. And just like with TV, remember you used to wait for your favorite show to come on, right? Now you just it's recorded, right? You watch it when it's most convenient for you, even if that's 1 o'clock in the morning. We're not trapped to the particular time when the TV show is produced, or certainly when a podcast is produced. So when podcasting changed to what it is now, the interaction back and forth, it's non-existent. You know, maybe that, I've never called into a podcast. I've never look to see when it was live. Well, I shouldn't say never, but very, very few times, right? If I'm going to listen to a podcast, I'm going to even take the time, then it's going to be on my schedule. And I think that's how most people are. Not everybody, but that's how most people are. So then it became, you know, me just talking like this. And, you know, what brings me to it today is that, and I'm not going to refer to this a lot. And I got to tell you, here's going forward and kind of setting the stage for what I want to have as a daily journey, like those 100 or even more, all right? I am better with the technology and the system. So if you love this, I want this to be, if you're a man, maybe you're a little bit older, you're a leader, right? Sometimes we as leaders, we have to control the emotion. We have to set the example for our family, all right? We can't have lapses of strength. Right, who do you go to for, if that's you, for your strength? You got to do it in your head. You got to self-pace. You got to talk to yourself, right? This may be the home. This podcast may be for you. If you're a leader, it's the podcast for leaders. Or those men who want to step up and become leader, it's leadership talk amongst leaders. See, I'm formulating how I'm going to, what they call niche this down. I want to talk about that. That's how we're here today, right? So this personal development for men has always been important to me. Just look over the internet, you see all the Manformation articles from me about all this, right? But something just like podcasting changed back in the day, right, where you could call in, people would be looking forward to your podcast and things like that, and it was interactive. Well, now they may, oh, that's a great title. That's good. And they're shifting through all the, you know, different social media platforms, if they even listen to it, right? But here's the other thing that has changed is that you can't talk about general stuff anymore, because there's so many people trying to grab your attention. The technology is such where, you know, doing a podcast like this, you know, I got a nice studio at home, but it's very effective. It's very efficient. I mean, if I would have done this 20 years ago, I mean, I'd have to be in a studio, rent the time and and everything. It would have been expensive and an inconvenient system. Well, now it's such an easy system for me and for other people. There's a million podcasts, right? A million videos, YouTube channels, Instagram pages. I mean, people are, you're just pounded from every single direction. So what I would do is, you know, I would, you know, talk a lot about fitness. A lot of guys, you know, hey, how do I get abs? How do I build more muscle? You're a master at exercise. Please explain that to me. And so, you know, at this point, I've got, you know, 30 years of total fitness mastery. And so, you know, in this world, you're trying to cut through all the different voices out there, right? That's my area of expertise. I mean, I'm 56 years old, 30 years of my life have been mastering fitness for the reasons why I talked about. So, you know, as I work to, you know, make a difference in people's lives, your life, right? My go-to thing, the most visual thing is my body, right? You can go to my Facebook page, at Skip LaCour page. You can go to skiplacour.com, my website, and you'll see what I look like at 56 years old. But this podcast isn't about fitness, right? I want to talk about why I want to keep it separated. And so that was the challenge, is that you got to be really specific nowadays. You can't talk a little bit about fitness and be, you know, enthusiastic about it, and then talk about personal development and be enthusiastic about that. I mean, you know, if you were such a masterful crafting, you can kind of blend the two in. I think when, you know, I do the fitness strategies, I really I try to make my guys aware that, you know, the mindset, your life, how it all plays in. It's not specifically about the strategies. I really cater to men who are older with busy, productive lives with their fitness strategies. So I can't help but, you know, weave this personal development, the things that I've loved ever since I was 21 years old that made me who I am today and where I'm going, this whole man formation type concept. I can't help but inject it into the training and eating strategies. But I'll tell you what, the more general you are, like, oh, I can teach you about relationships, I can teach you about fitness, I can teach you about personal development, I can teach you about leadership, I can talk to you as a man, you're a little bit older with a busy, productive life. I'm telling you, the more general you become, because I think I'm well-versed in a lot of things, okay, through my time of this type of focus, dedication, locking in for a period of time. But I'll tell you, the more general you are now, the more you won't be heard. You just won't be heard. You can't be general. That's how things have changed in the last 15 years. All right, so I had to say, okay, well, what is the biggest impact I can make on the most people based on my talent stack and how men think? And, you know, it was the fitness because, you know, I put a lot of time into it. The way I look at 56 years old, what I learned along the way, and then how I explain it, right? So that's what I focus on, you know? I cater to men who are a little bit older with busy, productive lives. But then why am I here? Why am I talking about, you know, this man formation podcast, this personal development, this podcast for leaders who want to become stronger leaders? Or older men who are leaders, or maybe you're younger, right? I'm a mentor to so many younger guys, right? It's like for younger guys not to listen to this man formation podcast, that's a shame. But see, knowing how this all works, the more general I make it, right? We got to be specific. This is for leaders who need support. Leaders who want to take their leadership skills to the higher level. You know you're great, but you're in your own zone. You're taking care of other people. You need your nourishment. You need your daily fix. You need this man formation material, right? Because you spend so much time taking care of other people. Here's another thing. You're a little bit older, right? You know, one thing you'll hear me say, we got more time behind us than we do in front of us. All right? See, that's enough to create this what I hope that really pierces your soul, has you coming back for this Manformation podcast, this relaunch, this reversion. That's enough. But I just really think it would be a shame that if younger men who are 25 years old, they don't have the guidance, they haven't been around a leader growing up, they should be listening to this too. But again, as I go on this journey with you, this Manformation relaunch, it's got to be specific or I won't be heard. All right, that's what's really kicked off, you know, my fitness business is for older men with busy, productive lives. I don't talk to 25-year-olds. I don't talk to guys who, you know, all they want to do is be fit and they don't even have a family or business and they don't care. And that's what you got to do. But I'll tell you, well, then why am I here? It's because this is who I am. This is my soul. This is what makes everything work. And all the guys who are going for those apps, I'm telling you, from my 36 years in personal development and helping out dozens and dozens and dozens of men weekly, hour a week, recorded calls, this coaching, right? The goal you're going for, whether it's the abs, the body, the fitness, the health, or it's the home, the business, right? It's all about the feelings and emotions that you want, whatever it is, whatever we attach it to. This is the core, okay? But it's not specific enough. And so, you know, what I said to myself is that this is really needed. Only a certain few. So if you've made it this far in the podcast, I consider you in the special few. I think podcasts are a special group of men, people who listen to podcasts and podcasters, right? And it's interesting. I talked with a gentleman who really, you know, a little bit older, busy, productive life, who got a hold of me from fitness. And he discovered me from my Workouts for Older Men fitness podcast. And he just could connect with me and vibe with me, understand with me, liked my style, the way I present. This is just who I am. And then he went over to watch, you know, my training videos, right? Now, I know visually doing exercise, explaining them, my physical body, my appearance. And he said to me, he goes, you know, I'll tell you this, I'm in TV production. And so I have an eye for this, and you do a lot of things well. But I'll tell you this, how you communicate on a podcast, man, you are off the charts. That is your zone. That is what you're put on this earth to do. You're great on camera. You have great camera skills and editing and great sound. You know, you've done your work, but it doesn't compare to how you come across in a podcast. And, you know, I took that as constructive criticism. Right, because you know what? He didn't tell me something I don't know. I've been doing podcasts, like I said, for 15 years. I remember way back when, it was my heart and my soul when I started this, looking into the microphone, communicating at this level. Right? You know, there's a lot of things going, especially if you have to lift weights, you have to look good, you have to be dialed, you got to get the right lighting, you know, you have to worry about time constraints if you're in a gym and you have to be there before it opens. Right? You got to make sure the sound equipment, I've done broadcasts where I didn't turn on the microphone. There's interaction because there's a lot of stuff going on. Where this, I'm just speaking from the heart right to you. What I'm saying is that, yeah, I know it. This is my place, this podcast, right? This is, you know, my stack of skills that's best for me. And so he didn't tell me anything that I didn't know myself, but he just gave me an appreciation for it. So that's why I'm here today, because I got to get this stuff. I got to get this personal. It's therapeutic for me. It's helped out so many men. Although I don't know if it's commercially something that can catch on, right? It will for you, right? But to make it for all the investment of time, especially if I'm going to do this like every single day. But you know what? I don't care. Because I've got it covered on that other end. And you know what? One thing is, just to let you know, if you want to go see what I'm doing as far as fitness world, if that's important to you. But one thing I'm not going to do, I'm not going to cloud my brand, so to speak. I'm not going to confuse my message by telling the fitness guys, the fitness-minded guys, come over to listen to this podcast. It's deep heart and soul, leadership skills for leaders. Communication skills for leaders, older men who are leaders. I'm not even exactly sure how I'm going to necessarily brand this. All right. And again, I want to lean to the older guys because this is our perspective. We only have so much time left on this planet. We got more time behind us than we do in front of us. I mean, we got to live the day with passion. And folks, we got to get everything we can going down this home stretch out of ourselves. And, you know, if that sounds negative, that sounds morbid. If you're one of these guys that like to say I'm 56 years young, right? I get all that. But I'd probably say I'm 56 years old because I know there's so much more inside of me. And I got to get it out. I got to live with a sense of urgency. I can't keep on going at this pace. And look, I mean, you know, I humbly talk about my accomplishments of the past. You might do a Google search and say, wow, this guy's accomplished so much. He's act like, you know, he hasn't achieved anything. No, that's not it. I'm probably a lot like you. There's so much more inside of me. I can compare myself to some people and I've accomplished nothing. I can probably compare myself to other people and I've accomplished a lot, but it doesn't matter. It's me versus me. And I know I have so much more inside of me. And it's this mindset that's going to bring it out. Right? And that's the way you feel, that's who this podcast is for. And it'll develop as we go. But at the same time, I'm thinking, man, those 25-year-olds, right? Didn't you wish that you had, I'm assuming a lot of things that you'll see this. Didn't you wish that you had someone to think about things, bring up the topics like this when you were 25 instead of trying to have to figure out yourself? So I know it could be so valuable for that 22-year-old, that 25-year-old. But again, I got to think about, you know, if I don't, like I said, narrow it down, I'm giving you the whole internet business or my understanding of it right now. You got to be specific to one specific group. You can't be general or this podcast be listened to, you know, a couple hundred times in the next 6 months versus, you know, a few thousand times on the very first day it launches. That's what I want. I got to figure out, you know, how I'm going to do that, right? So, yeah, I can go on and on and on, but that's basically what this relaunch is all about. It's for guys who are a little bit older, who want more out of life. Sure, we've accomplished a lot, but we know there's so much more. We got to live with a sense of urgency. We don't have time to put this all together. We're leaders. We're responsible for the environment, the mood of our family. They're dependent on us. We don't have time for breakdowns. We got to stay strong. But where do we go for support? Where do we go to pace ourselves that we make sure that we're demanding enough from ourselves? Well, that's what I hope to develop, you know, in this this Manformation podcast. Not sure on the branding, how I'll label it, and you know, just stick with me. I'll work this out as we go along, but it gives you a little bit of sense of who I am, what I'm feeling, my experience helping out so many men feeling the same way. We're going to talk about life. We're going to talk about how to get the most. We're going to control your emotions, this whole mindset thing that is so important to your success. And again, I'm not going to tell my fitness-minded people who they come over to me for fitness. They just want to know sets and reps. They believe at some level having that body, having that health is going to be enough to take their life to the next level. I'm going to deliver that over there. Not even going to mention what we're doing over here, all right? And for you, besides, you know, it's important that you know what perspective I come from. I'm not going to be talking about fitness over here, right? My plan is that the messages are so clear, they're so concise that the fitness can stand on its own without this, and this personal development for men, for leaders, for older leaders who want to get more in life, who must live with a sense of urgency. We got to, you know, sprint to the end here and not seeing that as negative, not pushing off, but we got to make the most. It's our legacy. We know we have inside us. We don't have forever to finish this off. This type of mindset gets you thinking, all right, I'm going to keep this totally separate from the fitness. You know, I'm sure there's a lot of smart guys, probably you, that will, you know, go back and forth. But how I see this is that the group that comes with me on an almost daily basis this, it's going to be a whole separate tribe, a whole separate group of people than what's over there. So you won't hear me, unless it's just part of my story, you won't hear me try to mix the two. All right. So again, if you're a little bit older, if you're a leader, if you know you have so much more inside of you, you just need to bring it out. You spend a lot of time getting other people, your wife, your family, your kids, your employees, you know, the people you manage, you know, your clients that you take care of, whatever it is. And I do that. I mean, I talk to men all day long, almost every single day through one-on-one coaching. I mean, you're responsible to be up, to be focused, all right? Sometimes it feels like you're carrying the weight of the world on your shoulder, and it's demanded of you, and you step up. This can be our perspective, and then hopefully it'll be a welcome release and two guys going through the journey of life using this podcast. And again, if you're a podcaster, you're probably a little bit more cerebral. You like to think things, even if it's in your own head. Maybe this way I can help stimulate, you know, some thought from a guy who's just like you. So, you know, I want to keep these podcasts, you know, like 10 or 15 minutes. So I do continue to them every day. It's going to be your daily check. And it's going to be like one grain of sand, you know, moved across a scale, right? A weight scale, right? You just move a little grain of sand. It doesn't seem like the scale is tipping at all. But then all of a sudden, it's just maybe one 10-minute, one 5-minute podcast, a little check-in. It's just the thing that tips the scale. You have this new level of enlightenment and growth, right? That's what I want to do with our short, interactive connection this way. All right, so that's going to do it for this Man Formation podcast. I expect a lot of things from you. I expect a lot of things from me. We'll see how this develops. So thank you for going on this Man Formation journey. We as leaders, we as men who are a little bit older. All right, and I know there's going to be some younger guys, but again, if I kind of, you know, you're going to have to come up to this perspective, you younger guys, right? Because again, if I keep on clouding my message and I say, oh, you know, if you're 25 years old, do this. Now, if you're 55 years old, you know, it's just going to be listened to by, you know, 200 people because that's not how it works on the internet, right? So just remember, I'm thinking about you. I know you're here, even though it's not going to be directed at you. You're one of the smart few. But most of it's going to be directed to guys who are a little bit older than me from that perspective. So, yeah, I'm excited. This is going to be therapeutic for me. And I guess one thing, and I'll say this over and over again, you know, it's like we're going to have a long, consistent, continual journey together. But, man, I talk to so many men every single week. The challenges that we go through life, the feelings and emotions are so similar. It helps me understand my life that I'm not alone. I want to pass that along to you so you understand that you're not alone. So when you don't, when you understand that you're not defective anyway, that's just what we're all facing. You can just put your head down and solve the challenges ahead of you. I've gained someone's perspective doing this for 15 years, talking to so many men, and especially talking to so many men every single week. You're going to get that perspective as I come to you on such a continual basis on this Man Formation podcast. So that's going to do it for today. As you can see, I'm really passionate about this. Send me an email. Send me an email at skip@manformation.com. skip@manformation.com. Right? So that's what I'm going to do. That's the email address. You can find me anywhere. But if you're here for this podcast, right, you found me through a search. That's the email address I want you to use, skip@manformation.com. All right, skip@manformation.com. Okay, so have a great day. Have an outstanding day. Have an awesome day. Let's live with that sense of urgency. We got more time behind us than we do in front of us. We got a lot to accomplish before we take our last breath. We close our eyes for the last time on this planet. Now is the time to step up, and I want to go through that step-up journey with you.